Okay, the meeting of the upper district is called to order. Mr. Arigi, would you be kind enough to lead us into the Pledge of Allegiance, sir?
As we pledge to our flag, let us keep in mind those in Tucson, Arizona, and those taking us on. Our flag is bright in color, ready to encourage and firm faith. To these, let us add us into the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chapman, roll call.
Director Robinson.
Here.
Director Fellow.
Here.
Director Chavez.
Here.
Director Reyes.
Here.
Here. Very good. Moving on to the adoption of the agenda, do I hear a motion for adoption of the agenda?
Mm-hmm. Here's,
okay.
Yeah, I had a question on item G, why that was on the agenda, but I guess because I thought you and I agreed to hold it off till next month, but yeah. I guess we can talk about it and then pull it off.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that was my question too, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. We'll talk about that. Do I hear? Well, there was a second and a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I'm going to deviate from the agenda for a quick minute. We have a young lady in the audience who the district is very proud of. I believe that her name is Cassandra Arellano. And she is from South El Monte High School. And her teacher is Mr. Jose Oliva. Olvera, I'm sorry. Is Mr. Olvera here? No? But Ms. Arellano's here, and she was one of the winners of our art contest. So what we'd like to do is call her up here. We're going to give her a recognition. Her picture is on the bottle here, and her artwork actually is on the bottle. So, Sandra, would you and your mom come? Cassandra, I'm sorry. And as the board would join me, we'll go up here. Cassandra's artwork, would you tell us a little bit about it? What is this water release, water pond release?
Water is life, that was the theme. And right here, I just wanted to show the life in the pond, and that the koi fish represents life and what water brings to nature and the beauty that comes with it.
Very good. Very good. So let's give her a round of applause. Thank you. Mom, would you like to say anything?
You got a second folder?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think maybe the battery went off already.
I think your battery went off. So I'll make sure you get pictures of these. I'll give you my business card.
All right.
Is it working out?
I'll see. This is a question.
Oh, sure. Let's get the cross together, please. Ready?
I just want to thank the Water District for honoring my daughter in this award. And it's very special to acknowledge students and give them a chance to compete and be part of the community and express themselves also. The young community has a lot to offer also. Positive things.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Thank you.
There's a case with the picture on
it.
It's your friends and family.
Wonderful. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Public comment. Anyone wishing to discuss items on the agenda should do so now. It's a 3-minute time limit. What we ask is that you fill out these cards. It's important for us to know that we can get back to you with information that we might not have at hand at the moment you ask the questions. I have two cards. One from Mr. Royal Brown, former director here, and one from Mr. David Szymanski. Why don't we start with Mr. Brown?
There are two ads here with the district's name in the San Gabriel Valley Tribune, and I don't know where else, but I noticed there was no listing of the district directors or their divisions. Many of the past ads always had that in, often had a legend with a map even. But in this case, there was no such identification of the full district. It didn't even have a identification as an advertisement. I believe that's one of the state laws, that advertisement for a public agency has got to be identified as not news but an ad. And the question is, how much does each of them have these two-page ads in the past, both the ads on that one page, and how much does this one cost?
Okay. Mr. Chapman, you want to address that last question? I believe it was a typo in the first one, and that's why it ran again. Is that correct?
Yeah, it ran again at no expense to the district. The Tribune contacted us and offered to rerun that ad after correcting the errors, and the cost of the ad, I believe, is
$8,500. Yes, sir.
That's part of the district's ad buy that was approved in October.
So it was part of the ad buy that we had previously approved. Okay, very good. Anyway, is that it, Mr. Brown?
Pardon?
Is that it? That's the gist of your question, right?
Pardon?
I
didn't hear the answer. There's a problem for seniors that we haven't got a map audio amplifier system other than for the taking of minutes that will allow seniors who have a hearing problem to hear the answers that are given up at the desk. So.
You want to go ahead and state that again?
He'll
state it again.
$8,500.
Pardon?
$8,500.
Okay. Okay, we have another request to speak to the board by David Szymanski. Mr. Szymanski.
Just a couple of questions. Does that make more sense to comment when that driver comes up?
Well, it's your call, but I'd rather have it during public comment. You know, it's... We don't have second during the this, you know. What do you think? I don't want to belabor the point.
The chair dictates the manner in which the public input is given, of course, within the Brown Act.
Mm-hmm.
And unless the board as a whole would overturn the chair, I've had a discussion with Mr. Trevino, and he has indicated he would like all public comment to be made at the beginning of the meeting, not at the time that the items come up. And that is permissible under the Brown Act, and that is the stated policy at this time.
Mr. Szymanski?
Okay, I guess the second part would be, I want to talk about two items. I tell them to a total of 6 minutes.
Well, I'd just like to, I think the better policy, and it's the policy that Upper District has always used, is to let the public to comment when it's relevant at the time the board is dealing with the each individual agenda item.
That has been the past practice of some presidents.
Well, I'd just like to point out that I believe we're adopting a bad practice starting right now.
So noted.
Just note
that.
Samantha?
Okay, $24 students or whatever, you spend $1,000 on material. I mean, most kids in preschool
they cut up all the papers. And that's it. And I made comment on number B, 9B, and I must say I kind of feel strong with the wording of this resolution, especially the law court. I thought this was a little bit of a measure of the phone here. I understand the purpose of the resolution. That's fine. I don't have any problem with the purpose of the resolution. But in fact, we have 15 law court adjectives in this resolution. Two of them are reputation and one of them. And I would just agree with some of these things. In terms of respect, environmental stewardship, open-mindedness, all you have to do is look at the newspapers in the last week or so about the county public works completely disregarding the public values, the public interest and responsiveness about protecting the Oak Grove and Arcadia, and failing to recognize the value, the ecological value of the Oak Woodlands. Okay. Now, I can also say that the county public works solicited letters, including from this district, to support their project after the public presented alternatives to them. If you look through those letters, a whole bunch of them are identical. Now, the one from this district vary a little bit. But obviously, those letters were solicited by the county public works. They don't say anything about the value of those. All they say is water conservation is great. We don't disagree with that. You know, I'm speaking to the environmental committee. That those letters are totally off the point. And our point is, in my op-ed today, and I'll pass out the statement that I gave to the Board of Supervisors this morning, the county public works, instead of examining carefully the alternative that the public presented, they spent all their time and effort defending their positions and soliciting letters from water agencies saying, we've got to do this project because we need, you know, we need to help water conservation. And we don't disagree at all with water conservation. On the contrary, we presented alternatives that wouldn't have had the least effective jobs. So in summary, I think this resolution is over the bottom board with 15 adjectives, two of them are repeats, by the way. And forgive me, Mr. Chapman, for being so strong on this, but I feel very strong now, having been involved in the last 3-4 weeks on trying to battle the destruction of these oaks. This I find very incongruous with the attitude of the Department of Public Works, what folks are trying to do. We try to meet with them, we try to request them, and they refuse to meet with us. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Sinansky. You know, I do share some of the concerns of the oaks up in Arcadia. It's an area that I represent, and I also share those concerns that you share, that you just talked about. Unfortunately, this, it's one of those things that happened, but I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I don't have anything else to say other than, Mr. Chapman, we prepared this, so this is ready to go, and this is something we're going to vote on, right?
Correct.
One final point. There were a number of articles the last week or so in the paper on this project, including flood control and so on. None of those are repeated in the news clips that are included in the journal. I think we're missing news clips in your send-out about local slaughter agents. But once the problem was down, we need to vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sinansky. Is there anybody else that wants to speak? We have these cards. The reason we have these cards is we want to make it uniform. City councils have 3-minute time limit on discussions, and we do have a long agenda, but this is something that will help the process along. So I appreciate your indulgence in working with us to keep this process going. So thank you very much. And thank you, Mr. Sinansky. Thank you, Mr. Brown. Thank you very much. Okay, moving on to minutes. So I hear a motion for approval.
Motion to approve. Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Yes, sir.
Yeah, on 7:45, I'd just like to note that halfway down, it mentions during the general manager's discussion of the business plan, he also discussed the administrative plans to develop and or update written policy and hire additional staff members. I've been here for the last 2 or 3 years, and I don't see that anything happened and I wish at the time when this this item is more fully evolved, I didn't see any additions to our workload. So I'm puzzled about this statement about hiring additional staff members, because I don't see the additional workload developing. And that phrase before it, update written policies, that sounds like sort of an unnecessary, that could be an unnecessary make-work proposal. We have written policies, and I don't see any need in that area as well. I just wanted to point that out. On 747, I appreciate it's also about in the middle of the page, developing a strategy to optimize package 3 and 4. That's a good effort, and I support optimizing those packages and keeping the feds happy. However, we've studied this before, and we've seen that sometimes we've been over-optimistic in phase 1 and 2. However, these are plans which, imagine the future, and what doesn't look good today might be great tomorrow. Everybody's crystal ball. I sure wish the feds, when the Metropolitan Water District built the Colorado River Aqueduct, I'm sure glad the feds didn't try to optimize that to the fact that now it's a lifeline, and so I just wanted to point that out. So what does optimize mean, and this is something that I think you should consult with Mr. Brown about, because he's been interested in phase 3 and 4. He's shown good interest in this in the past, and he might be able to help you out on this. So for the minutes, that was a long way to say that I think you ought to work with Mr. Brown on this.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Director. Any other comments? Otherwise, I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Good. Moving on to demands of General Counsel.
Demands,
yes. Yes.
Yeah, the demands on the general fund total $327,000. Major items in there include item 16023, that is the district share for the payment to the Water Replenishment District of Southern California for the progress on the alternatives analysis, which is discussed at the Water Policy Committee and is on your agenda today for further discussion. Payment of a little over $88,000, 16026, to City of Arcadia. That is the turf removal program for a soccer field in City of Arcadia. There will be a presentation of that check. I believe it is scheduled for February 1st, and staff will be working with yourself and Director Fellow to coordinate the presentation of that check. Pacific Tank and Construction, that is our contractor on Phase 2B, City of Industry Project, the construction of the tank. That is the first progress payment. Down below there, $24,332 is the second progress payment, also the Pacific Tank. And then a payment of almost $37,000 for ongoing construction management and inspection services from Pacifica. So those are the major items.
Thank you. Any questions? Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Any discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to dissent on demand number 16027, Defenso Morales. Curious about how much we paid total on that contract since March 2nd of 2010, but I'm going to vote no on that.
Okay. All right, so noted. No other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Good. Any notes? Okay, moving on to financial statements. It seems to be distributed at the meeting, and
yes.
It's in our folders, right?
Yes, it is. Item 7, financial statement. Again, in the interest of making the best use of the board's time and the public's time here, the detailed financial statement that you're accustomed to is included there. Again, is a summary, one-page attachment. What this shows you is our expenses for the actual month of November, the year-to-date through November 30th, the total budget for our fiscal year, July 1 through June 30, and then working my way over on the columns, the amount of budget remaining after subtracting actual expenditures, and that at the same percentage.
Let me stop you, Shane. Does the public have this also?
I believe copies were.
Copy, okay. So this is available at that table out there by the wall. So if any of you want to look at this, I would certainly encourage you to do so.
I'll just quickly hit some highlights and see if it generates any more detailed questions. And again, we'll be making an effort to bring forward a little easier reading in terms of the transparency of the district's financials, but also, of course, provide that detail at the same time as necessary. Through November, we're looking at administrative expenses, the top line, $979,000, almost $1 million, and 63% of the budget is remaining, which tracks very well to being just almost halfway through the year. We expect to be under budget for the year. Water conservation program, $474,000 extended through November 30, well under the expected planned expenditures in the budget of $2.9 million. But tracking well with the budget the board considered back in August, which was only 1.47 million for conservation. In light of those austerity measures and the discretionary and non-discretionary accounts that at the time interim Steve Johnson pulled together as interim manager. So we will be spending that $1.47 million, perhaps a little bit more as we go through the year. At the board's discretion, but I do not expect to fully spend that $2.9 million this year.
That's for conservation, right?
That is for conservation.
Yes, good.
Water quality and supply program, we're well underspent through November, $376,000 of a $6.95 million budget. Major differences here are the disbursement for a $1.2 million loan to South Pasadena has not yet occurred. South Pasadena still has to provide the documents requested in that loan, and the disbursement for a grant to Sunny Slope has not yet happened. We're still waiting on some of the final paperwork for that grant. There's $750,000 for construction of the boardroom, which is an item on your agenda today that we'll be discussing that obviously haven't gone out yet. And the GRIP expenditures have been trending well below what was anticipated in the budget. So, both in water conservation and water quality and supply through November, we are strong favorable variances that will help towards balancing the budget by the end of the year. Water purchases, the majority of the district's water purchases occurred in November and December, meaning the deliveries actually happened in November and December. The budget anticipated that those would happen earlier in the fall, and that's leading to a difference here. We've only spent $3.4 million through November on purchases of water purchases, and we'll be catching up through the course of the year by January, February close. You'll see this variance turn around, and that cash flow will start to align itself. In terms of operations, where we end up is at the end of November, we have put out a little over $2 million, $2.035. Second column from the left there on your net reserve activity for operations, then we have taken in. That's towards that unfavorable variance of about $5.1 million we discussed earlier that's in the adopted budget for operations. Most of that I anticipate will fully reverse and be favorable by year end due to the fact that we are selling what we anticipated we would sell, and we're trending under in our expenditures for the water conservation and water quality and supply program. So this $5 million unfavorable variance will continue to be working hard at zeroing that out, bringing it down as best we can. Capital expenditures, the only thing to note here, always what we want to watch with capital is our cash flow. Through November, almost $4.1 million has been paid out, and revenues received from state and federal grants and the revolving loan fund are $1.245 million. Again, that will straighten out through the course of the year, and those receipts will start to come in. You can see that happening in November with $126,000 in expenditures and over $860,000 in receipts. So as we actually spend that money, apply for the reimbursement, it starts to flow in, and that'll reverse. Okay. Just a high-level summary of the detail that follows.
Any questions for the general manager?
Yeah, question. In the past, we've when we've gone through the budget exercise, we've separated the discretionary items that the board pretty much fixed expenses that the board has no discretion over, and the non-discretionary items. So then the board can focus on things that they can actually control, and then prioritize the non-discretionary items. And I'd like to see our budget department by department divided up that way, so we can see what is just there overhead and what we can actually do something about. So this presentation is good, but as we develop this, we need to have more detail. And I was trying to figure out, it looks like we're going to be spending less money on the conservation program, and just a quick look, I mean, this wasn't in the packet, I had to pick it up off the table, but it looks like most of the cuts in the conservation program is going to be in the outreach and information program.
That primarily is the discretionary area that was identified in the August workshops that Steve Johnson conducted. And we'll get you a copy of that material from August and the budget coming forward for 11-12, which was done in a similar manner.
Yeah, well, maybe the deluge in December kind of affected that as well. The rain, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'll just waiting for future events on that. Thank you.
We need to take any action this week. Exception. Okay.
Yes.
So noted and
report received and filed.
Okay. Received and filed. Moving on to committee reports. The water policy had a committee meeting on January 13th. And the admin committee had a meeting on January 12th. Those issues will be discussed at length at the board meeting. These items are on the agenda. The other committees, legal, communications, conservation, education, legislative, did not meet this previous month, so they'll be meeting in the near future, and we'll have some updates from them. Okay. Any questions from the board members on committee reports? We'll see more of that. Moving on to action item 9A. We have a presentation to one of our outgoing directors, and I'm honored that he's here with us, and we're going to recognize his contributions to this district, and we're very fortunate to have had his expertise on this board, and we would like to do that at the time. So, Shane, Alfonso Contreras, Al, let's step up here and we'll make this presentation. At the gold watch, you have a gold watch. I think we can move this by unanimous consent, right? I mean, we. Okay.
Yes.
Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Is it unanimous, gentlemen? Good. Very good.
So when are we?
I'm going to be taking two shots of each slide.
Should I get out of the way?
What's this? Al?
Yeah.
Laziness. Just can't distinguish. Laziness.
What the rest of the board? How do we get the rest of the board here? This it leaves appreciation of your dedicated service to the Upper District. The Upper District presented January 18, 2011. And this is on behalf of the board. So, John, can you get the rest of the board members up here? Director Robinson, you're not the same.
I'm
going
to get the
You know what? There was a sad moment, there's some bad moment. My comments have opened. I love it. No regret. I want to thank the people that gave me the time out. I'm enjoying my time out. It's been fun. And I'm continuing to have more fun in the near future. So really, really, I'm enjoying it. So good luck to all of you. Take over, do a great job, and represent as well. That's it. Thank you very much.
Moving on to item 9B, presentation discussion of resolution honoring and commemorating the works of the LA Department of Public Works. Shane?
Yeah, Mr. President, just recognizing the work that was done in December with the record December in terms of precipitation. What is December in 100 years? And we'll see this today in the engineer's report. The recovery in the Key Well, our barometer of the health of the main San Gabriel Basin, is just phenomenal. And we're very fortunate here on the San Gabriel River to have a system that was designed originally for water conservation, multiple spreading basins as well as the drop structures in the river. And coming from my experience in operations at Metropolitan, to see the operations of Department of Public Works and their adaptability to challenging circumstances and their focus both on balancing, of course, public safety and flood protection, but their recognition of water conservation and how important that is. I was very impressive, and I thought it was appropriate to suggest to your board that they just recognize the department. They've literally saved the ratepayers tens of millions of dollars in purchased water costs through their efforts.
Very good. Any discussion? Any comments from the board?
Yeah, I'm going to dissent on this for the reasons Mr. Szymanski just mentioned. I didn't know he was going to present on this. I saw it wasn't in our agenda package, but I just happened to discover an opinion piece in the Pasadena Star News, which appeared a week ago. Maybe the mayor of Arcadia might agree with me. I don't know. But, I mean, County Public Works is doing their job, and I think the water conservation program is the most important thing that Upper District does. So I don't want my dissent to have any effect on that. I mean, water conservation is important. It's the most important thing we do. But Public Works is doing their job, and I'm not going to, you know, vote for this resolution to just make some of my colleagues on the board feel good. I don't feel good about doing this, especially right now. So I'm going to dissent. It's going to be a 4-1.
So noted. Any other comments?
Mr. President, just want to say that I just want to express my disappointment that more time has been given to possibly working on the situation in the Arcadia, that wildlife, that habitat that was there, and possibly just express my opinion that in the future more time be given, more outreach conducted to be able to bring these concerns and take into consideration the interest of the environmental community and possibly working better solutions out.
Yeah, I concur. Mr. Chavez, do you have any comments? Yeah. Mr. Fellow, Dr. Fellow?
I live where they're doing that. And probably if they didn't do it, I would have a major problem.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with Director Reyes that perhaps we should have had a little bit more. And I don't know if this came through a committee. Did it come through a committee?
No, it did not. I think it was just an unfortunate circumstance for the timing here. I was reacting to what I was seeing going on in San Gabriel, and there's another situation in Santa Anita, which is part of that system, but it is a shame about that Oakwood there.
Right. Well, do I hear a motion?
Anyway, this if people ask why, I want this article, this for the record, to be included, so people ask why I dissent them.
So I hear a motion either way on this item. Shall we what? You want to table this item or what? You want to bring it back? What's the pleasure of the board?
Well, I'm ready to vote.
Table it.
Want to table it? Is that a motion, Dr. Fellow?
Table it. Not debate
that motion. Okay.
So do we have to vote on tabling this item, Mr. Counsel?
Well, there's been a motion to table. Generally, that's for an indeterminate period of time or for an alternate for a set period of time, or to just to table and refer it back for further review by the general manager.
Yeah, further review.
Further review. Yes, you need to vote on it. There is a motion and a second.
Why don't we have a roll call vote on that, train?
On the motion to table?
Correct.
Okay, I'll
Director Robinson.
Aye, the same.
No, what?
Aye. Director Chavez.
Aye.
Director Robinson.
Aye.
President Trevino.
Aye.
The motion is passed 4-1 to table this and refer it back to the general manager for further review.
I think it should go to some committee. Wouldn't that be appropriate for the committee to kind of committee to look at this?
Certainly, it could go to a committee.
Yeah.
Is this legal or what is this?
Communications or water policy?
I think it should go to communications. It's a communication item that we're sending out to the public. Okay. Very good. Moving on to item C, presentation and discussion regarding reporting of director compensation and expense. The admin committee met on this item, and we did make a recommendation, Shane. Would you like to talk about that?
Sure. The recommendation from the administrative committee was to provide a link on the district's webpage to the state controller's database of public official and public employees' compensation and expenses as soon as that database is available. We have provided the information requested by the state controller as of last year.
Right. Yeah. I don't believe this is just for information purposes only. I don't believe that's a vote call for this, is there?
Well, there's been a lot of discussion between the board as to the policy and putting it into the website.
It would be appropriate to ask for an motion or entertain if there is a motion to support that recommendation from the administrative committee. Is that appropriate?
Yes, because it went to the committee to review the policy and determine whether there should be a different policy. The committee has come back with a recommendation to maintain the policy that's currently in effect,
exactly.
And that's what's in front of you now for discussion.
What I see here is an information item only, so the committee just said that this policy that's in place is sufficient.
Well, if that is the pleasure of the board, then staff will act accordingly.
Well, let me comment on this. The board gave the staff direction in December last year to put up the monthly public information on our website, and so I really don't need to hear from this until that is done. Also, I've had inquiries from constituents because I believe the general manager reported that his contract is on the website several months ago, and I've had constituents call me because they can't find the contract on the website, and I thought that was already up there. I have enough to do to studying for each individual board meeting, so I don't frequent the district website. But people have told me they can't find the general manager's contract on the website, and the board has already provided a clear direction to the staff to put in to put up the monthly public information on the website. So I don't know what this information is kind of confusing to me because it has kind of a vague memo as a cover, and then it has a bunch of compensation. This is old news. The other stuff that compensation rate resolution as an attachment, an ordinance dated 20 years ago, and And I wonder, is the board proposing to put this stuff up? Because nobody's interested in this. I mean, maybe half a dozen people are interested in our monthly expenses, because every 3 to 5 years an article to that effect appears in the newspaper. But I don't understand the information that we got, because, I mean, there's a resolution which is dated April 1991, signed by Royal Brown. I mean, are you proposing to put this up on the website? Because nobody's interested in this history.
If I could give a...
And it's confusing to even have it here in this context.
If I might give a review as to the past, what has been happening. The matter came up, I believe, at the December board meeting to expand the existing policy on what was being submitted into the website as to expenses and expenditures, et cetera, as to board members. At that meeting, it was passed and referred back to the staff to develop a policy and bring it back to the board before any change was made to the website. That was done in the first meeting in January, and at that time, the board then referred it to committee to review the policy within the committee before the board as a whole looking at it again. It went to committee, and the committee, by a 2-0 vote, indicated a reaffirmation or approval of the existing policy and not to expand it beyond, because the existing policy was sufficient in terms of complying with the request of the state controller. From that committee, it has now come back to the board for action. If the board wishes to take no action, then the staff will continue to operate under the existing policy. If the board wishes to take a stronger position and reaffirm the existing policy, they can do that. Mm-hmm. Staff is really just looking for a clarification so it's clear that they're acting within the direction that the board wishes them to take, and that's why it's back in front of you.
Why are these attachments here? I mean,
the attachments were just past
background information. Yes, sir, Mr. Feller.
Maybe to clarify this, I'd like to make a motion to reaffirm the recommendation of the administrative committee.
Do I hear a second?
A second.
Very good. If no other discussions.
So let me understand the motion then. Last year, the board decided to move towards transparency and the disclosure of public information, which everybody can obtain anyway, and put it on the website so they can maintain it more easily. And so this board, and by this action, we're trying to make public information less accessible. Is that, do I understand your motion, Professor Fellow?
That's
what it sounds like to me.
See the minutes of every meeting and know how much we all make.
Yeah, let me answer that also. That the question was posed to the general counsel at the time of our committee meeting. The question was, are we meeting the intent of the law? And if so, we'd like to know. And his decision was, or his determination was, we are meeting the intent of the law.
It was that, with also having the button that referred to all information that was submitted to the state controller.
Absolutely.
Would be able to flow through the website of Upper District.
So I'll call for the question. Roll call.
Point of information. I still don't understand.
I think your question has been answered by General Counsel, sir. Okay, call for the question, Mr. Chairman. Chapman?
Director Robinson.
No.
Director Fellow, yes. Director Chavez.
Aye.
Director Reyes.
Aye.
President Trevino.
Aye. Okay, moving on. The next item is the...
Boardroom edition.
The board, which one?
D.
The board D. Yeah, boardroom edition, remodeling. Okay, Shane?
Yeah, President Trevino, this item was also heard by the administrative committee, and
coming out of that, there was a 2-0 recommendation to this board to proceed with the recommendation that's before you here on item 9D, authorize the general manager to negotiate a lease for commercial office space subject to board approval, and not award a contract for construction of a new boardroom and remodeling of existing office space.
Can you tell us the purpose of the audience, why you've reached that conclusion, or why we went along with your recommendation?
Yeah, the bids are in, competitive selection for construction of a new boardroom of approximately this size, in addition to remodeling of existing office space. The responsive low bid was, I believe, for $906,000. And my feeling is, at this point, needing, with all due respect to Director Robinson's concern about staffing, needing at least a year to stabilize the agency and determine, working closely with the board and the customers, the producers, just what this agency needs to be in 3 to 5 years. Initially, my assessment is we need to add 3 to 4 critical staff positions, and there is nowhere to put them in this building. And that remodel could potentially cost more than $1 million. Currently, the lease in the commercial market for $1.85 to $2.25 a square foot, including utilities, landscaping, parking, all that. So, also considering we would have to move out of this facility anyway to do the construction, my recommendation is to lease for a 3 to 5 year period, retain this property as a potential future site for a permanent building, and begin the process of pulling together a long-term plan. We're going to build a building somewhere, or knock this one down and build one, or if it's just more economical and better for the ratepayers to lease long-term.
So you're asking for the board to authorize you to negotiate a lease for commercial office space?
Correct.
Okay. And I want to say one thing. Mr. Chapman made a comment about additional staff. We will not hire additional staff until we have a job description and duties of that of those staff fully outlined in terms of what they're going to be doing, and justification for additional staff will be provided, so that we're not hiring anybody just hiring somebody, but we'll have clearly outlined duties and responsibilities and justification for those positions. So, do I hear a motion to authorize the general manager to proceed?
Thank you, Mr. Manning. We've talked about this years ago in the past when Mr. Manning was here, and Davis was, I always wanted to move out of the building. Mr. Manning's father was here, and it was just very difficult to put aside. But you didn't give him all the details about what goes on here in the evening. But with the rats and the cockroaches, I happily moved that right.
Your second?
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, I'd like to call for it.
Well, yeah, I have a comment. A certain faction of the board has been mentioning for months that we're burning through our reserves. Well, on this facility, right now, all we pay is utilities. If we were to lease 7,000 square feet, instead of paying zero per year to occupy these facilities, I guess we might pay $189,000 per year to move to an additional location. And I don't see the need for additional staff, and if our general manager sees that need, he's welcome to share his office with the additional staff members. I've seen that room configured as 4 offices. If he can justify those additional staff members, we have space to put those members, and we can save the cost, the yearly cost of a lease. It's funny, I've been hearing for 6 months about, we're burning through our reserves, we've got to stop spending so much money. It kind of, and then we keep spending on things that are totally unnecessary. And here's another example. And it reminds me of the guy who keeps complaining about, you know, his head hurts. He's always complaining about his head hurts, but he won't stop hitting his head with a hammer. So, I mean, if we're burning through our reserves, all we have to do is quit, you know, spending so much money on unnecessary things. So, you know, I'm delighted to dissent on this item.
Very good. Thank you. I think the general manager was very kind in describing the situation. As Director Fellow has noted, we have a cockroach and rat or mice infestation here, something like that. Or
get an exterminator.
We also have a leak that cannot be fixed somewhere in this building. But there is a motion, there is a second. Yes, sir.
No, I just want to also highlight that this isn't an actual, you know, direction to go to secure place. This is something being brought back to the board for approval. So
yeah,
we're
just offering to
bring
back at least two or three options through a competitive solicitation so that can be weighed against the option of putting $1.5 million into this place.
It would also be the direction that staff would take to reject all bids concerning the proposed construction is part of the overall direction given by this motion.
That's correct. Are you okay with that, Dr. Fellow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Roll call.
Director Robinson.
No.
Director Fellow.
Yes.
Director Chavez.
Aye.
Director Robinson.
No.
President Trevino.
Yes. Okay, moving on to item 9E, presentation and discussion regarding appointment of the WQA board representative. The admin committee met also and discussed this matter, and the recommendation will be reported by the general manager.
Yeah.
Oh, I can make the recommendation. Or the chairman can make the recommendation.
Would you like me to do it?
Or the general counsel can make the recommendation.
Go ahead.
The committee reviewed the options that were relating to whether or not Upper District at this time could consider changing the representation as to our district representative to the San Gabriel Basin Water Quality Authority. There was a general discussion that took place. There was a review of the legal opinion of McCormick, Kidman, and Behrens. The board members, by a 2-0 vote, recommended that this matter come back to Upper District for consideration of changing, or at least a consideration to change the existing board member. The board members felt that the legal opinion of McCormick, Kidman, and Behrens as to the Water Quality Authority Act was not controlling as to Government Code Section 1301, which states that every office, the term of which is not fixed by law, is held at the pleasure of the appointing board, and therefore felt it was appropriate that this would come back to Upper District for a review at this meeting. That was the action taken.
Okay. Gentlemen?
If we do change directors, is there any indication at Water Quality Authority that we're not going to hit up against a court decision? Or?
No. We've had no communication other than the opinion, and the opinion of their general counsel is that the term of office is a set term and will continue through 2012. If the board this evening considers something contrary to that, then it will be put back into the Water Quality Authority's hands for further action and review.
I'll make a motion to appoint Mr. Urea.
I see, representative to the Water Quality Authority. What do you think of them? I'm the alternate. So. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I was going to second, but go ahead. If not, I'll second it. Any other discussion?
Well, point of information. I mean, is it a state law that this is a four-year term, and by voting, are we voting to try to overturn a state law? I mean, is there a state law that says Ed Chavez has a four-year term that concludes in 2012?
The state law is Government Code Section 13.01, which says every office, the term of which is not fixed by law, is held at the pleasure of the appointing power. That's the state law. The General Counsel for the Water Quality Authority believes that there is language specific within the Water Quality Authority Act which sets a specific term.
So we're not violating the government code, but we may be violating the act, Water Quality
Authority
Act.
Well, it may ultimately come down to an interpretation, yes. That is correct.
Well, we're not a judicial body. We don't do interpretations, I guess. So in order to get an interpretation, you have to go to court, right?
Ultimately, where there is a conflict, and if that conflict cannot be resolved, then yes, the courts are there.
Any other discussion? Yes, sir? Any other discussion on this matter? Mr. Chavez, since you're the person in question, do you have anything you want to add to this?
No, sir.
No? Okay, I guess we'll call for a roll call vote, Mr. Chairman.
Director Robinson.
No.
Mr. Fellow. Director Chavez.
No.
Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
President Trevino.
Yes. So then Director Reyes will be our representative, and I will stay on as the alternate to the Water Quality Authority.
The motion includes staff is to prepare a resolution consistent with the vote, indicate that the office will be at will.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to item F, presentation and discussion regarding appointment of the Maine San Gabriel Basin Water Master Board Representative. It was also taken up at the Admin Committee, and there was a recommendation made by the Admin Committee to the board, and Chapman, you'll talk about that recommendation.
Yeah, it's your pleasure for the intervener. I'll defer to council on that.
Sure.
As well, because an opinion was requested there as well.
Okay.
That was also sent to the council for the Maine Water Master, which is a large firm in Orange County, I believe. Los Angeles, excuse me. They have a branch, but Nossaman's office. Fred Fudez is been the agency counsel for Upper District Board, Water Master for many years. I asked them to please review the Water Master's past practice and interpretation of the judgment relating to a responsible party's right to change district representatives on an at-will basis. Upper District is a responsible party. Does the judgment or the past practice provide for removal of district members, or in the alternative, does it treat the term of office as fixed for a one-year period? Once again, this was discussed at the committee level. The opinion was available at the committee level. That question was posed, and the agency counsel for Water Master indicated that there was no rules within the judgment or past practice that was in conflict with Government Code Section 1301, and concluded that Upper District had the power and has exercised that power in the past as an at-will appointment. Therefore, the district representative served at the pleasure of the appointing power. That matter was discussed, and then the recommendation by a 2-0 vote was to refer this issue from committee back up to Upper District for further review and consideration as to representation of the Water Master. And it is now in front of...
I'd like to make a motion to affirm the committee's recommendation and nominate Director Chavez and Director Trevino as candidates.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion on this one? Yes, sir.
Yeah, it looks like we're on a roll. We just voted 3-2 to violate the Water Quality Enabling Act. Of course, that's open to an interpretation, and we'll have to see about that. But we just voted 3-2 on that. I didn't bring the court order with me, but our council has it. There's a court order that mentions the term 2011, signed by Judge Maureen, what's her name, Duffy? Lewis? I forget her name. But there's a court order with my name on it, and for mentions 2011, it was, according to my calendar, 2011 still has 11 months left in it. So we just voted 3-2 to perhaps violate the Water Quality Authority Enabling Act. We're on a roll. I mean, now we could vote to violate a court's order. Courts are in the business of announcing the law, and this should be interesting. So, you know, let's vote. I mean, am I wrong? Is there a court order that you've seen that
there is a court order
that mentions a 1-year term, right?
It mentions a 1-year term. The agency, the main water master, the basin authority, council indicated that while the court does confirm appointments, Upper District has the power to change because, in the opinion of Mr. Fudez, the district representatives, while it says a 1-year term, they still serve at the pleasure of the nominating agency, which is Upper District. So, yes, there is a court order, but can that court order be changed? And according to the Council for Water Master, the answer is yes.
So what's more important, the court's opinion or Fudez's opinion?
Well, everything is subject, once again, to interpretation, but it appears that the past practice of the judge is to review and accept the decisions of the nominating agency. So the judge has not ruled that it cannot be changed.
So you're just saying the judge is sort of a rubber stamp and the nominating agency is pretty much...
I would not use those words.
Well,
but the judge has not exercised stronger authority other than to accept the
and affirm
the recommendations or the appointment.
Okay, well, but perhaps you should explain to me, maybe I don't understand what a court order is, because it seems like court orders should be obeyed, and maybe you could explain to me and the rest of the board what a court order is.
Well, you have to go back fundamentally to the judgment being the judge or the court has continuing jurisdiction, meaning that it's a floating, it's never an absolute. The judge reviews and accepts and does policy as an as-needed basis. In this particular case, the judgment provides that, yes, once a year you should establish your representatives, but it doesn't say that you can't, in the discretion of the committee, agency, change.
Now, that's what if I may, this board, Director Robinson, voted to change Representative to Water Master twice in midterm. And if the record reflects correctly, you voted to change directors twice in midterm.
I don't recall.
Yeah, you voted
Maybe the directors resigned. I don't.
You voted for Contreras, and then you voted. So, I mean, you were part of that. You know, at that time, it was okay to do that. I don't understand what the difference.
Well, I don't understand. Could you cite a specific date and an example, and cite the minutes of the meeting? General Counsel, he's telling me something I don't remember. So, could you?
Well, we have to get the minutes.
When did we vote in mid-year to do this?
Where are the
precedents for these?
You got two precedents, sir.
The opinion that was given indicated that at least on two occasions changes were made by Upper District and one, I think, by the water agencies. But one dealt in 2005 where Frank Forbes was nominated, confirmed by the court, but he was replaced by Leon Garcia. Yes, it was at mid-year. And again, in February of 2007, Upper District nominated Leon Garcia, and he was succeeded by Al Contreras.
Right.
I didn't review those any deeper than that, but those were referenced by the water master.
Well, one of those situations was Leon Garcia was defeated at the polls. So I probably voted for Al Contreras so we'd be represented. Is that correct?
I'm not. I didn't go into the detail as to that, and I didn't go in, and it's not here. I haven't brought up any board members' voting record.
But you did vote, right?
I don't know. What you're talking about maybe as a result of the upper district had someone defeated at the polls, and we had to fill the space. That isn't the situation here.
And I'm not commenting on one way or the other. I was asked, and it was referenced in the opinion letter.
Okay, why don't we call for the question?
And I mean, hold it a second. I mean, Frank Forbes was replaced in mid-year by Leon Garcia, you just said. Is that because Forbes resigned and the seat was open? So
let me clarify.
Yeah, thanks.
The opinion was divided into two sections. One was the agency counsel's opinion as to Government Code Section 1301. He concluded that it was a discretionary act on the part of Upper District as an appointing agency. He then said it is also consistent with past practice, and then he named these two instances. In theory, whether these past practices are accurate or not does not change his opinion in the first instance, which states he believes it's a discretionary act and you sit at the pleasure of the board.
Right. Well,
I didn't get into detail as to looking as to the accuracy of whether it's past practice as much as I looked to the first half, which indicated his conclusion was it was discretionary.
Well, my comment to our chair then, those two precedents that he has just cited, and I'm not sure, but I don't think they apply in this situation because I think you have a situation where a board member resigned in order to fill an empty seat. If I voted the way you say I did, it was to fill an empty seat. Those precedents don't apply here.
Well, I can answer that, but I don't want to go into the debate.
After the meeting.
After the meeting, yeah. So there is a motion. There is a second. Roll call, please. Mr. Chapman.
Director Robinson.
No.
Mr. Chavez.
Aye.
Director Rice.
Yes.
President Trevino.
Aye. Okay. Moving on to item G. Presentation and discussion regarding term extension of the GRIP fostering agreement for outreach and the alternative water supply analysis. Water Policy Committee met on January 13th to discuss this matter, and there was a vote taken, and Mr. Chapman, would you talk about that?
Yeah, the recommendation from the Water Policy Committee was to hold over any action on this item and reconsider it at a later date following a presentation on the progress on the alternative analysis. To clarify, the existing cost-sharing agreement covers a two-year term for the outreach effort and a one-year term for the alternatives analysis, which we have now tasked over. So I'm working on scheduling a presentation by the consultant, RMC, for the next Water Policy Committee in February. And that will be for an update on the alternatives analysis.
Okay. So there was a 2-0 vote to move this item forward to some other time.
Yeah, to defer it pending a presentation on alternative analysis.
Yeah. I have just an observation to make if I can, and I don't know how to, but it appears to me that a lot of these contractors, whether it's RNC or anybody else, they're asking for extensions. And when they come to us, we give them a 1-year contract or a 2-year, whatever the case may be. You would think that they would know they could do the work in 2 years. Why do they keep asking for extensions? Are they just gaming us and going out after other work? While they said, well, they got our contract and they just, and so they put us aside because they already got us. These extensions just keep coming forward and more and more.
RMC is doing, in my view, an excellent job of the alternatives analysis. Frankly, the struggle has been between the JPA parties, not an antagonistic struggle at all, but there's an awful lot of good thought and good conversation and more questions being asked as that alternatives analysis is flushed out, and it's taking more time to get the right answers that everybody's comfortable with. The value in spending the money up front on the alternatives analysis is to ensure that when the JPA goes into preliminary engineering and environmental, which can cost a significant amount of money, that there is a very well-defined, understood, and agreed-upon project that is now GRIP. And so they're narrowing all of that down and funneling all of that down to save that money in preliminary engineering and environmental. RMC is doing a good job, I think,
so it's not
taking the parties more time.
The other thing on the public outreach, I personally have an issue that we are going to commit ourselves to a substantial amount of money without really knowing a lot of the particulars on the funding of the GRIP project, and I have some concerns with that. But I'm glad we're moving this thing forward for further consideration. Do we have to have a vote on this thing?
I have a comment as well. I agree with you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, you should.
Why should we extend this a year? We paid Henry Barbosa to do a similar analysis last year, and these redundancies. I'm holding a copy of the interim study that RMC has their work done so far. They haven't come up with anything new that Henry Barbosa didn't report to us already. We're likely to spend $150,000, which will be our share of the RMC, according to the memo, to do something that has already been done. I don't know what I just got this before the meeting. I haven't a chance to look at it in detail, but I don't know what they're going to come up with that the board already doesn't know. But we're paying $150,000. They want another year's extension. Why not extend them 1 month or 2 months and see what the report says? This is why you have to have somebody on staff to watch these contracts, because you end up doing the same thing over and over again. Things get all jumbled up and expenses keep increasing. I don't understand why we're paying a firm to do something that's already been done. So, I'm sort of inclined to want to just kill the contract and go on to something else.
Dr. Fellow.
Mr. President, you make a good point about cost, and I'd like to make a motion to refer this back to the Water Policy Committee for review and to bring back some alternative analysis.
I have a second.
Okay.
Should this be going back to Water Policy or tabled back to the General Manager for,
that's a discussion for the board, the maker of the motion.
Direction from that I understood as staff from the Water Policy Committee was to bring it here for discussion with the recommendation to
take it back to Water Policy Committee for a review of that alternative analysis and the progress to date on that before a recommendation to extend the contract term.
And I think also there was I don't know, Director Robinson, maybe you remember, to ask the PR firm to find out what they intend to do or what they're doing, come back to make a presentation to this committee.
I think it would be wise to have a brief review of the contract with all the issues expressed today. Definitely look at progress and look at the merits of even considering an extension.
Yeah, I just question the need for public outreach when you really don't have a project yet. I mean, it seems like you develop a project, you develop a design, and you develop a concept, and then you worry about, you know, selling it to the public. It seems like this is all upside down and backwards.
Well, I apologize, but I know a motion was made. Was there
a second? There's a second, yeah, by Director Yarley.
This discussion does relate to perhaps how it would, what would be discussed in the committee.
So why don't we take a vote on this thing, to refer it back to committee for discussion, as you said, Constable. So all in favor to take it back to committee?
Aye.
Aye. All right, so move. Moving on to item G. I'm sorry, strike that. Item H, presentation discussion of the Water Education Grant Program.
Yeah, Mr. President, you have here an item that's a component of the district's conservation program. It's an element of outreach and education. There's $10,000 budgeted of discretionary funds identified by the board. The August workshop, grants were proposed. We received four that met with the district's criteria for eligible applications, $1,000 each, totaling $4,000. And the recommendation would be that we go ahead and award those grants.
Very good.
Any discussion? No discussion. Is there a motion?
Make a motion to approve. Interesting. One school.
I have a question. What's currently the outreach strategy for this program?
There's an element of education and also public outreach associated with the program. Generally, I understand that the district has built that up over the last 3 years to spending on order of about $1 million in actual funds on 910. One of the things that I have proposed in the business plan review is preparing a conservation master plan to really see if we're getting an appropriate bang for the buck for all of the conservation programs. Directly to your question, there's a lot of specifics to the outreach that I think we really need to have a conversation about and see if we're targeting those monies to best help support conservation master plan.
So. Second question, have any of these schools received those grants for 5 years?
Elena, did you answer that question?
Yes, there have been some that have been saved on the same project. You're not allowed to ask. You're not allowed to apply for the same exact project. You're not being able to do that. If you ask to make sure some of the other people are
okay. Any other discussion? Not. Roll call.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. The motion was made to approve and secondly, and by Director Ayers. Yes, sir. Okay. Roll call vote, please, Mr. Chapman.
Director Ron.
Aye.
Director Phillips. Director Chavez.
Aye.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Okay. Unanimous.
Oh, yeah, I would think.
Okay. Moving on to item I, presentation of and discussion regarding authority to execute water transfer agreement. Mr. Chapman.
Yeah, Chair, pleasure, Mr. President. We can entertain a motion to approve the closed session item was forwarded as information, or we can recess into a quick closed session. If you prefer.
But the pleasure of the board, we've had this discussion in water policy, and I think we've had this discussion before. But what's the pleasure of the board? You want to go into closed session and discuss it?
Mr. President, since we have the benefit of having the audience in front of us, I think we need to conduct business, then go into the closed session on this item and come back and report
all
on
right.
the action that the board has taken.
Take it to the back of the agenda.
Okay, we'll take it to the back of the agenda. Item 10, item removed from consent calendar.
Motion to approve.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good. Information items. Any information items that require no action?
Nope.
All right, very good. Attorney's report, sir.
Yes, today's date, Upper District received a lawsuit from Central Basin suing the Water Replenishment District and adding all members of Metropolitan Water District. This is a case involving Central Basin's objection to the Water Quality Authority issuing a declaration of a water emergency that occurred June 10th, I believe, of this year. I would ask that this be put on closed session in 2 weeks. That will give Mr. Chaffin or myself an opportunity to contact Metropolitan Water District, determine its position on this, determine the merits of the case, and formulate a recommendation as to what action Upper District should take, if anything, relating to this case. But it's nothing that Upper District has done or anything. It's merely a lawsuit between Central Basin and Water Replenishment on issues that could affect Upper District.
We'll put it on for 2 weeks from now. Okay, closed session. Engineer's report.
No, wait. I have something else to
report. Yeah, well, thank goodness. That's right.
I take great pleasure in indicating that January 9th, I have been general counsel here for 20 years. I also want to thank the board members that put me on 20 years ago, three of which are in this room tonight. Royal Brown, Bill Robinson, and Tony Fellow. I also want to thank the board members that have kept me around as well. In any event, I think that 20 years is a long time, and I think that Upper District is currently at a position where it has a new general manager, and it is well poised with its board members and its staff to address the critical issues that need to be addressed for water reliance, water availability, cost of water, water quality, and all those issues that really will affect all the residents, businesses, and people that live and dwell in the San Gabriel Valley. For the reason that we're poised for so many things, I think it's time for a new direction as well with the legal department. And that based upon my age and my 20 years of service, I have talked it over with a number of you and the general manager, and I am now indicating that it is my intent to retire and resign from Upper District effective June 30th, 2011. I say this partially with a heavy heart, but partially with the time that every dog has its day, and I've had a good day. But I know now that with the last year and the things that have been accomplished with the board having the foresight to look to Mr. Chapman and his experience to hire young and energetic engineers like Mr. Trejo.
Are you and your Steve?
And
come on,
the young part. Wait a second. There's something to be said for the continuation of what Mr. Johnson brings to the table. But I meant it more in terms of just the additional staff that's necessary to propel Upper District into where it needs to go. For that reason, I just want to indicate I'll be resigning effective June 30th. This year, and I want to thank you all personally for everything you've done for me. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, Mr. President, if there's a vote on it, I would like to record a no vote. myself, <right?
laughs> I would too, because the wasn't for this I wouldn't be here.
Okay, I changed my vote.
Okay, moving on. Yeah, right. Engineer's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll try to do this quick, and it has not passed 20 years, I'll tell you that. too, if I can hear what's on that. Anyway, we do have some good information in the engineer's report. The ballpark key well, which as you all know is sort of the barometer for the basin, the health of the water supply in the groundwater basin, as of January 14th was at 220.4 feet. It did rise a total of 4.3 feet in the prior week. The prior week to that, it rose about 4 feet, so we've seen about an 8-foot rise in 2 weeks. If you drive along the 605 freeway, I'm sure you'll notice that the spreading grounds are full. They continue to be kept full, so that's good news, and that is comparison to the most recent historic low of 189.2 back in December 3rd of 2009. It's only a little over a year ago. And we've now picked up almost 250,000 acre-feet in the basin in that period of time. Some of that's imported water, a lot of that's local water. So that's good news. Also, as part of that same good news, storage in the canyon. Total available storage, and this is effective availability of storage in the canyon, is about 84,000 acre-feet. We've now risen up to about almost 52,000 acre-feet. So we're over 60% of capacity in storage, and it's continuing. Right now, inflow to the canyon from the rains that we've had is about 300 CFS. That is the same release that is being done at Morris. So they're basically balancing flow. We're not really putting storage in. Water that's coming in at the upper end of the watershed is being released at the lower end out of Morris and going into groundwater replenishment. So all good news. Rainfall at the last board meeting, we gave you rainfall totals for Los Angeles. And the indication was we're about 300% of normal. We haven't had any rain since then, so that percentage will drop as time goes on. Downtown LA, normal for this period is about 5.3 inches. We're at about 12.3, so now we're down to about 230% of normal as opposed to 300%. And we normally provide water quality at the first meeting, water quality sampling at the first meeting of the month, so I'll just hold off and do that at the first meeting.
Mr. Johnson, you didn't mention, you said we're at 220.4 feet. Are we rising a foot and a half per week now or a foot per week?
I did mention that we rose the prior week 4.3.
Yeah, right, the prior week 4.3, but I'm interested in the future.
We'll see. I mean, as long as those spreading grounds stay full, which they have been, we would expect to see a similar rise in the coming weeks because the hydraulic gradient that we're creating by keeping those grounds full is now directly connected to the key well. So we'll see that rise as long as we can keep water in those spreading grounds.
So we
expect that rate to keep up for a period of time.
So we've got 52,000 acre-feet in Morris?
No, 52,000 acre-feet in total canyon storage.
All the way up.
All the way up.
52,000 acre-feet plus... I mean, it's possible in the next month we could do another 8.6 feet based on current conditions with no more rainfall?
Certainly possible.
Okay. I was just, the reason I'm focusing on this is the closed session item.
Okay.
I want to make sure I understand our situation.
Okay.
General Manager's report. Yeah, Mr. President, you have my written report before you. A couple of highlights looking ahead, sort of basking in the glow of the wettest December over 100 years. We need to stay focused on meeting the replacement obligation under the judgment. That is estimated to be about 26,000 acre feet. We will be able to fulfill about 10,000 to 12,000 acre feet of that with our existing Tier 1 allocation. Working with Watermaster and the district's customers, the producers. We will provide the rest either through Tier 2 or a water transfer. We're working on finalizing, Clark and I together, the final terms of the sale agreement from a seller in the Sacramento Valley. That's the closed session item. However, I do want to point out that there is going to be higher than usual risk to try and move this water through the Bay Delta in particular, due to the high allocation, 50% current limit on the state water project, and that's likely to go higher. Also, in working with the staff at Metropolitan, attending the member agency managers meeting, it is unlikely that the discount replenishment program will be turned back on in 2011. Metropolitan still has lots of storage capacity and continuing to store that water as best they can. There is a fair chance that that program will be available in 2012. Moving on to recycling, I do want to report for the policy and that I approved two change orders to finish out package 1A for $28,628 and $31,268, and that was to do the accelerated work for the retrofits and the temporary connections so as to comply with the LRP agreement with Metropolitan. Well underway on the tank work, the City of Industry, package 1B, 80% earthwork is done. And Lugo's been monitoring that project weekly and giving good help from Pacific Services there. GRIP, I want to report that the first meeting of the GRIP JPA is scheduled for January 31st. Just as a reminder, at 5:30 p.m., County San offices. So that'll be a good kickoff. Get everyone oriented there. I mentioned the conservation grant to Arcadia, and we have on the 5th, before we get away, 1,000 toilets at Margaret Heath Elementary. Metropolitan Water District, we work with Central Basin and Director De Jesus, who chairs the Water Stewardship Committee of Metropolitan, to pull item A3 so that Upper District and Central Basin could discuss this adjustment to Central Basin's allocation. And work with Central Basin's general manager, and we've worked out something that covers this benefit, and I'll be bringing that forward as we develop the details there. Outreach, December was busy. Aqua at Indian Wells, meeting with Lori Gray Lee, regional director of Lower Colorado River, meeting with you, attended Director Trevino. Urban Water Institute on the 7th, Colorado River Water Users, Las Vegas, with Director Trevino, Chavez, and Robinson, and then on the 22nd of December, I hosted lunch with LA County Department of Public Works and Army Corps of Engineers to identify opportunities for how Upper District can help those two entities work together and partner with Upper District on stormwater capture opportunities in the upper area. We did have a successful installation of a new server, switches, and a router, so we have a new IT backbone, one of the budgeted projects for this year, that is in place. And we're working, Evelyn and I, diligently on identifying several options for stabilizing the revenues. We're working on scheduling a producer's workshop on the 3rd, and we'd like to use the time on the 15th, the board's time, to go into that in some detail. Ramundo's provided a picture here of some of the rough grading at the West Covina site. There's two excavators there moving the soil out for where the tank will be placed. And what I'll be including as we continue to sort of develop the reporting for you is some sort of a synopsis of the water supply situation. Here is a chart that's provided weekly by Metropolitan. It gives you a very high-level summary of what's going on in the state. And Stetson Engineers, of course, has that infamous, famous Key Well graph, and you can see 4 feet a week gain.
Infamous.
Yeah. One of the benefits of being in the upper area on the San Gabriel River is we sit atop a huge sponge, and we need to not forget that and take advantage of that. That's it.
Okay. That's a great report. I want to commend you for that.
Thank you.
A lot of information.
Wow.
Great stuff.
Got an A.
Yeah. Plus
a question.
Day.
A question on the report. Metropolitan
reflection.
Shane, a question. You didn't mention the DVL is about 80% of capacity right now.
Yeah, Diamond Valley Lake. Yes, 82%. On this fifth page here, I'll provide this monthly now.
Oh, okay. So DVL is 82% and
663,000 out of 810,000 acre feet, and it'll clear 700,000 acre feet by month's end, and possibly by as early as March default. This is really an incredible.
So does that mean that the Metropolitan Board will likely discontinue the allocation program?
They will consider that again as early as April, and they may do that, yes.
Okay, Metropolitan Report.
Okay, you have my written report. I just want to emphasize that new members of the Executive Committee will be Dan Brissett of Orange County and Keith Willinger of San Diego, and that's kind of important because Chairman Foley and San Diego have very bad relationships in there was no member of San Diego on the executive committee, so that gives them something to say. I will be going to Met, the four upper district, 8:30 on Thursday. The new water supply coalition is going to meet. It's an important meeting. And you know, this is reform, support legislation by Javier Becerra dealing with taxation and water districts. And I have to brief you on all of this. It's been kind of disappointing, this whole thing, because it doesn't seem to be moving in Congress, and a lot of money being spent by agents seems to be part of it. So hopefully we'll see an ending very soon. I will be there on Thursday.
Yeah.
Maybe I just say I was in I had to go to Hawaii to speak. Just got back and just finished my talk and I get a call from Ed Chavez. I was getting started. Because his phone went off. Just sometimes when you put your phone in your pocket, it happens to me, so you may get called. And I'm not calling you.
Yeah.
Good.
Better
through
there.
WQA report. Travis.
Yes. The WQA met this morning. Welcomed their two new board members, the mayor of Saltomani, Louis Arguinaga, who represents the cities without puppy rights, as well as John Leon, who represents the San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District out in Azusa. The board took a couple of action items. One, they reappointed all the officers as the same. There was an opening for secretary and board member Louis Arguinaga got that position. The board also created a subcommittee to look for an executive director and do some interviews, and then they'll provide a recommendation before the full board. I know one candidate that I'm very pleased that they'll be applying for this position, and I hope they are selected. He would be a great asset, but so I'll leave that for the board to decide.
Okay. Water Master Report.
Well, Mr. Chairman, the first meeting in January was fairly uneventful. Water Master reappointed all their officers for last year, this year, and there's not much else unless Ed can add to that. It was an uneventful meeting. What else?
There was the public hearing on the 5-year water quality supply plan.
Oh, yeah.
Was adopted.
And the comment I had on that was, the 5-year plan was fine, but I just didn't think the plan covered water conservation enough. It's a planning document, and in 2006, the Valley used 287,000 acre feet. Last year, the use was 240,000 acre feet. 47,000 acre feet different is huge. All of that was water conservation. And during the hearing on the planning document, nobody in the audience had any comments, and nobody on the board had any comments. I was the only one that made any comment. Surprise, but I just thought that the planning document should treat water conservation programs in the future with far more respect. So that was the other thing. Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Okay, moving on to director's comments, starting with Director Travis.
No comments.
Director Reynolds?
No comments.
Director Robinson?
No comments.
Director Costello?
No comments. Hawaii has a horrific water shortage problem.
Horrific?
Horrific. With the worst weather in years.
Pretty good adjective.
Terrible. They have no water.
My comment will be just a brief comment. I like to see Glauco, who is our lobbyist in Sacramento, come and address this board on what they're doing in Sacramento. I know some of the other directors have indicated the same thing. I'd like to also see our director from Washington. I'd like to see, actually, him, maybe he can't make all the way down here, but it would be nice if he did. But I'd like to get written reports of what are they tracking in Sacramento? What are they tracking in D.C.? I understand there was recently some funds were distributed by, I forget if it's the Army Corps of Engineers or one of these federal agencies, and I don't know if we were in the mix for that money. So I'd like to get at our board meeting at least once a month a written report from Guaco and Freshman on what are they tracking, you know, what's the likelihood that they'll be successful, how much money they're tracking. And I'd like them to come and talk to us at least maybe once, you know, every 3 months or something. So we can quiz them about what they're doing up there. I really don't think that, you know, we're getting our bang for our buck up there in either place. So that's it. That's my comment.
Can I add to what you said? I think what we need to do, I think Ed and I have to meet the legislative committee, but I think it would be helpful to get some direction, maybe what should we be asking for in Sacramento, and in specifically, are we going to Washington in March? You know, what should we be asking for? You know, what does the board want to see us deliver in Sacramento and Washington? And it might be good if Guaco Rep could meet with Ed and myself, too.
Right. Absolutely. Future agenda items? Any future agenda items? Okay. I guess we will adjourn to closed session. Mr. Counselor?
Yes, Upper District. The Board of Directors will be in closed session relating to item 9I, a proposed water transfer agreement relating to water to the San Gabriel Valley. That will be a permissibly closed session item under real estate. Purchase of water is considered real estate. That's authorized under Government Code Section 549-56.8. Okay. Our district is now back from closed session, having discussed the potential water transfer agreement and a subsequent delivery agreement between an undisclosed buyer. The purpose of the undisclosed buyers in the event an agreement is reached at that point in time. Undisclosed seller.
Yes.
In the event an agreement is reached, the name will be disclosed. But on a 4-1 vote, Director Robinson dissenting, motion made by Board Member Fellows, seconded by Board Member Chavez. The staff and the general manager was authorized to purchase up to 5,000 acre-feet of water on a price not to exceed $1,075,000. Subject to terms and conditions as generally related and as approved by the general manager and the general counsel and consistent with best management practices for delivery in calendar year 2011. This agreement is conditioned upon approval and execution of the delivery agreement as well. That is the agreement.
Yeah. And at the request of Director Robinson, we're going to have a roll call vote.
Yeah, and before we do the roll call vote,
you'll have an opportunity to discuss it once we, you know, once we take the roll call, and you can discuss it as you're asked to vote. You're going to be asked to vote, so, and you're going to discuss it before you vote, right?
Right.
Okay. Mr. Chapman?
Director Robinson.
My fiduciary responsibility to the public and also to the district requires me to make the following statement. Upper District considered a similar deal, which was with just Kern County interests, and the Water Master, because of basin conditions, decided to hold off, as I believe we should hold off, to see what happens during the rest of the rainy season.
a very vocal fraction of the board has kept saying, well, we're burning through the reserves, we're burning through the reserves. This deal is going to cost over, I won't mention the amount, but over $500,000. And it's just money that Upper District doesn't have. I prefer the free water from Mother Nature. And basically, I see this as a solution to last year's problem. 12 months ago, this would have been a welcome transaction. But this year, based on basic conditions, I believe that this is going to send a strong message to the public that the idiots are running this board. I don't see why we should waste, based on our budget situation, why we should. I can't say the amount, but it's over $500,000, and it's just $500,000 we don't have.
So your vote is no.
My vote is no.
Okay.
And that statement which I just made, I wish that to be entered into the record.
Mr. Chapman, you have something you want to say before we take this roll call vote? Did you want to say something? You want to wait till after the roll call vote?
I will wait till after the roll call vote, but then I would like an opportunity to respond to Dr. Robinson.
Of course.
Thank
you, Thomas. I won't.
And I just thought.
Huh?
It's the one I vote.
And this idiot says, yeah, I too. Okay, Mr. Chapman.
Director Robinson, in response to your point on this issue, this water transfer, again, will not be executed unless a delivery agreement is secured and there's certainty about being able to deliver the water. And it is an integral component to the district's estimated 2011-12 replacement obligation to the water master of approximately 26,000 acre feet, and would be fully executed and paid for it, no more than the cost of purchasing a like amount of water from Metropolitan at the Tier 2 rates, and possibly less.
Okay. Well, my response to that is this is 1 year's water, and I think the district money should be spent for projects that give us a perpetual solution to a problem instead of a one-time, one-year buy.
Director Robinson, you can have a conversation with the general manager.
And I also want that statement.
Right here, motion to adjourn
as well.
So moved. Adjourn.